I like his leadership. From last year, from when he wasn't playing on the field, he was still showing the guys, telling us what we should do, helping us out like he was a starting quarterback. And now that he's in that role, it's no surprise to anybody on this field, that he deserves that role and that, he's earned it, not just from playing, but from the chemistry he's building in the locker room with everybody.
What about Watson?
He's a rookie. He hasn't put on any pads yet. So how I define a quarterback isn't necessarily how you guys would. What you go out there and do on that field, you got to prove it to me.
But what you've seen so far from him mentally and physically through the whole offseason program, where are you as far as his?
He's far from where I was as a rookie mentally-wise at the quarterback position. That's probably the hardest position to learn on the football team, and he's picked it up well. He's been doing a lot of things, not just on the field, but off the field as well. You'll see him in there in his notebook. As soon as he get in there, he's on his iPad looking at plays, trying to get better, trying to make his mistakes, right. And you can't do that on the football field. You have to do that by off the field. So mentally, he has it.
What does it mean to the vet to see that kind of work ethic?
It means a lot. Everybody, it doesn't go unnoticed. Everybody sees it. Everybody sees what he's doing outside of the football field, putting in his own time to make himself better in his team.
Generally speaking, how do you kind of feel this offense now? Good job.
Very good feel. I've been in this offense for going on 3 years. We're going on 4 years now. Having Wes Welker out here, that's a recently removed wide receiver, it helps out a lot to have a guy that knows his offense better than anybody. And to be here every day working with us makes a big difference.
How do you approach these next few weeks heading into training camp? Like, what are some of the things you want to do before that time comes?
Just be ready to come out here and help this team win our ultimate goal. You can't do that just when you're out here with everybody. You have to do that on your own time. So I think, that's my mission. For sure.
Have you talked to your teammates about that at all, especially these young guys, to make sure they're staying on top of it and not, taking a vacation?
Of course. And, I think we do a good job here of telling everybody, the concerns and worries, being a rookie, being young in the NFL, having a bunch of time on your hand. But we do a good job here. And everybody take care of everybody. This is a close team. If we see somebody doing the wrong thing, we're going to let them know. So I think they have a good – Good leadership, like JJ, Dwayne Brown, to look at and what they do in the offseason.
Are you excited about the change of scenery heading to West Virginia for training camp?
Of course. I'm sure y'all are, too. but I've never been up there, but I heard it's a very, very nice place. Go work on my golf swing.
When you talk about the relationship that you guys have together as a team, with the changes to the practice time rules for the collective bargaining agreement, with so much of it being off the field and on your own time and hanging out and stuff like that, how much more important does it make it that you guys all have that relationship?
It makes a big difference. The teams that you see winning championships are a team that are close, not just on the field but off the field. So, you look at teams that won championships and you look at the players and you can tell they're not just, teammates, but they're friends as well. So that makes a big difference.